The question was asked in Halakha, what is the latest time on Erev Yom Tov one can establish his Eruv Tavshilim? So of course one should try to establish the Eruv Tavshilim before sunset. Our question really is, let's say a person remembers that he did not establish the Eruv Tavshilim until after sunset, in the 13 and a half minutes right after sunset that are called Ben HaShemashot. Can he establish an Eruv Tavshilin? And if he can he make a Beracha on such an Eruv? Hacham Avadya in Yehavedat Chelek Vav Siman Lamed Aleph asks this exact question, and after a lengthy Teshuvah says that if a person did not establish it until Ben HaShemashot, he still can establish the Eruv after Shekiah, and he can make a Beracha. This is the opinion as well as Hakam Ben Sion, Abba Shaul, and Ol Sion Perechav Bet Halakha Het. But it should be noted that Hakam Ben Sion does point out that if a person, let's say, prayed Arbit, or even answered Barechu of Arbit, after sunset, during Ben HaShemashot, then already it's Yom Tov for him. The answering of Barechu makes it Yom Tov, and therefore, even though he's still in Ben HaShemashot, he's not allowed to establish an Eruv. So again, the Halakha, if a person is in Ben HaShemashot, he is allowed to establish an Eruv, Tavshilin, with a Beracha, because bottom line, he's fulfilling the Mitzvah of Eruv, so he can make a Beracha on Mitzvah Eruv. However, if he answered Barechu, then he cannot establish the Eruv anymore. Now again, this Ben HaShemashot that we're discussing is the 13 and a half minutes right after sunset.